Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've come to the right place for real-world tactics that drive results. In today's episode, Chris covers how to position your customers as the hero of their transformation story rather than making your product the star.
Hi there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm your host, Chris Spanier. Today's topic is actually something I talk a lot about with my clients, and which can transform how your audience connects with your message, the client as hero messaging framework. Ironically, this is something a lot of marketing gets wrong. Companies position themselves as the hero swooping in to save the day. But here's what I've learned. Our customers don't want to be rescued. They want to be empowered. They want to see themselves as the protagonist of their own success story. And understanding that simple fact completely changes how we market. Let me break this down into three key shifts you can make immediately. First, flip your language from "we do this for you" to "you achieve this with our support." Instead of saying "our software streamlines your workflow," try "you'll streamline your workflow using our intuitive platform." Notice how the second version puts the customer in the driver's seat? That's intentional, and it puts the focus where it belongs, on your audience, not you. Next, identify the internal transformation your customer experiences, not just the external outcome. A company I know of that sells project management tools doesn't just talk about organized tasks. They talk about how their customers go from feeling overwhelmed and scattered to confident and in control. They're selling the emotional journey, with the customer as the one making that transformation happen. The actual product they're selling is secondary to what their life is going to be like as a result. Third is to position yourself as the trusted guide, not the hero. Think Yoda to Luke Skywalker or Haymitch to Katniss. Your role is to provide wisdom, tools, and support while your customer does the actual work of changing their situation. This means using phrases like "we'll guide you" or "with our support you'll discover" instead of "we'll handle everything." Here's a clever way to think about your content themes. Every piece of content should answer one question. How does this help my customers see themselves succeeding? Whether it's a blog post, social media update, or sales page, the underlying message should be, you have the power to achieve this goal, and here's how we support that journey. I've noticed that companies using this framework see higher engagement because people are drawn to stories where they're the hero and where they'll be successful. This taps into something fundamental about human psychology. We want to feel capable and empowered, not dependent or helpless. One more technique that works incredibly well. Use success stories that focus on what the customer did, not what you provided. Instead of "our coaching helped Sarah increase her revenue," try "Sarah increased her revenue by implementing the strategies she learned in our program." Same outcome, but Sarah gets the credit for her success. Now let's help you put this into practice. I want you to take your homepage headline and rewrite it using client as hero language. If it currently starts with "we" or focuses on your product features, flip it to start with "you" and focus on customer outcomes. Test both versions and see which one resonates more with your audience. I'm pretty confident I know what you're going to see. That's it for this episode on Client as Hero Messaging. I'm Chris Spanier. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Practical Actionable Marketing. Today, Chris shared how to position your customer as the hero of their own transformation story using language patterns and messaging frameworks that emphasize customer agency. If you found this insightful, please like, subscribe, and share with fellow professionals. And be sure to join us next time for more practical, actionable marketing insights.